Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, team, I have a special surprise for you. We have a guest trainer, a world-renowned yogi by the name of Dashima, who's coming on to the Jillian Michaels fitness app the entire month of September for a 30-day yoga challenge. And she is going to be taking us all through yoga-specific workouts and meditations to get us in fantastic shape. So go and check it out at jillianmichaels.com. And if you're not an app member, try it free for 7 days. If you don't love it, cancel anytime. And don't forget, you still get all of my amazing workouts and all of our meal plans created by top registered dietitians. Okay, guys, welcome to the show. And I am super excited to have Dr. William Lee back as part of our month-long series on literally what he has written a New York Times bestseller about, Eating to Beat Disease, the new science of how your body can heal itself, and even more importantly, all of the crazy cutting-edge work that this guy is doing on how we can regenerate ourselves and optimize our health and physical performance. Dr. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jill. It's always a pleasure to be on.
So a quick aside here, just so you guys know, when I caught COVID and I mentioned very kind of in passing that I was able to knock it out quickly, and when I say quickly, I mean 4 days. And mind you, I'm a person that has been hospitalized in the past with the flu. I had a wingman the entire time who happens to be this gentleman, Dr. Lee, who was guiding me literally step by step on what I needed to eat, what I needed to do, what I needed to take, what I needed to watch. And you guys know I have a million doctors. I have an incredible internist. I have an incredible cardiopulmonary guy. And I mean 4 days. And I knocked out COVID, and it's, I like to think of it as like, oh, I'm super healthy. But again, I am the girl that got hospitalized with influenza B back in 2012. So Dr. Lee is my my new literal obsession. I won't say new, it's been several months now, Doc. Yeah. And today we are going to be talking about something that I have literally only heard about in science fiction health books. Believe it or not, such a thing kind of exists. It's called nutrigenomics. And Doc, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, well, listen, this topic is like right up my tree. And nutra obviously relates to nutrition. And genomics is a big field because it talks about our DNA. And I want to just kind of like to help your listeners understand that when you combine nutrition and DNA, what we're really talking about is how our genetic material actually responds to the food that we eat. And there's a, this is really the beginning of a huge amount of, like a new field of medicine, looking at nutrition. And people that, and there, you can buy kits and do all kinds of stuff right now that may not be ready for prime time, but there are things that we can eat every day that will actually help change the way that our DNA actually works. And I call it protecting our DNA, or allowing our DNA to protect our body and our health. And so, you know, there's a big science. It's still early in development. Right. But the bottom line is that even today, there are some practical things that we can do. And it starts with understanding how our DNA works.
So, Doc, I've often said, because people will try to blame being obese or whatever it might be, right? Oh, well, I'm just genetically this way. And in my personal experience and whatever I've learned over the years, it was that you might be predisposed, right? Like, I could very easily become overweight. I'm forced to eat less than many people I know in order to maintain my weight. But that how my genetics express themselves is dynamic, right? Meaning we can affect that. So that's true then.
Yeah, well, look, when we're born with all the genetic code that we got from our mom and dad and from our ancestors, and the actual code doesn't change. You know, think about it like getting a dictionary, you know, from the bookstore. Like, everything's in there, but how your life impacts the DNA and what the DNA does is kind of like thumbing through the dictionary, right? Very rarely, when you ever thumb through a dictionary, we get to the same page twice. And so basically your life experiences actually change the way that our genetic code is read, kind of like the way you're skimming through, flipping through a dictionary. Now, here's what happens. If you actually have a challenging lifestyle where you're exposed to smoke, or right now, you know, think about all the people on the West Coast breathing in all that crap in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. That is actually not good for your genetic code. Like, your DNA is like rebelling against all that stuff in the air. But it's not just during, you know, a fire. Think about it like I always tell people, like, when, you know, when you fill up your car at a gas station, do you stand upwind or downwind from the pump? And that's a question most people haven't thought about. And what I say is that if you stand, if you can smell the gas, you're standing downwind, right? If you smell the fumes.
Right.
Now, you smell those fumes, those solvent fumes from petrol are damaging your DNA. So now your code is being damaged, all right? So your body's got to fix it. So nutrigenomics is about how can we use food to help protect and fix our DNA, make it work for us better.
So, Doc, here's my other question, and I'm thinking maybe I've misunderstood this for a while. I was always under the impression that certain foods, or we think certain foods, will affect different people differently because of genetics, as in I had heard, like, oh, this food can turn off the breast cancer gene in Sally, but it doesn't seem to turn it off in Joan. But because we don't have the science to map out their unique DNA, you know, we don't know yet. Is that bunk? Because is that not the case?
So in the medical research world, and that's, you know, I spend part of my day in that world. That's exactly the truth. We know that everybody responds differently to food and environmental factors, which is why, you know, some people wind up getting the unlucky straw, drawing the unlucky straw, and it doesn't take much to actually, you know, send them down a really bad health path. And other people, you know, they seem to smoke and drink and not move around.
And they're murder.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yes.
And so that's the genes working a little bit differently.
Wow.
But on the other hand, you know, the thing that I think is, and so who actually is a survivor and who actually gets wasted from that, we don't know yet. And so when somebody tries to sell you a test to say, oh, we can figure out your diabetes gene, your risk, and we can match you to the right diet, I got to tell you, as a scientist, that's not ready for prime time yet.
Right,
we
okay.
will move there.
We're not there yet. Okay. So what we do know, though, because this is also where I get a little confused, because then I try to understand, you know, I give very generic information when it comes to weight loss. I'm like, look, man, eat less, move more. This will work. Yes, some of us need to eat less than others. Apologies, but the science is still the same, right? It's an energy equation. But I would love to understand if there was a certain food I could give somebody that would make that BMR engine burn more calories over the day like another person. And you do hear things like, oh, this person had a different insulin response to the same food than that person over there. Is that microbiome? Is that nutrigenomics? What do we know? Is there a universal applicable rule we can all use now? Like, where is this accessible in the moment? Or is any of it accessible, which I'm hoping because we did a whole segment on it?
Well, we're not sure yet exactly how to control weight using nutrigenomics, but you actually brought up all the key points, right? So there's the movement, which is really important for us to lose weight. That's an energy out kind of using up your energy.
Yeah.
There's the input, which is the food we eat, but then also the quality of the food we eat, right? Mm-hmm. The kind of fat, the kind of calories. And then there's like the new thing, which you talked about, the microbiome, which I know you're starting to really get into. And it turns out that there is not only our DNA that can the nutrigenomics, there's the nutrigenomics of our microbiome as well, because each of the bacteria has its own DNA, and we've only got 39 trillion bacteria, each with their own DNA. So now you can understand why it's so difficult to get our arms around it. We got a lot. But let's try to boil down to some simple things that everybody can actually understand.
Okay. Yes, please.
If you actually treat our microbiome the right way, the best thing to do is to feed our microbiome. Like they're like our pets, and they eat soluble fiber, and soluble fiber comes from plants and only comes from plants. You can't get soluble fiber from animal products. So when you eat lots of plants, and it can be leafy greens, it could be mushrooms, it could be beans, all kinds of different kinds of plant-based foods, our bacteria love that because we're feeding them. That's like taking a cafeteria tray to them and say, hey, dinner's on, okay? When they're well fed and happy because they got that fuel, they help to produce natural chemicals called short-chain fatty acids that actually change our insulin response. And so when something helps Rob but doesn't help Kathy, it may be not just their human DNA, but it could be that their bacteria DNA is also responding different ways because of what they're eating. Does that
Doc,
make sense?
Can I ask you another?
It sure does.
I got a question for you. So you're starting to see some symbiotics, pre, pro, and quote, postbiotics. And the postbiotics would be those short chain fatty acids. But I was thinking that that was bullshit because don't we make those when we give our body the right stuff? And isn't that far more effective than just inserting short chain fatty acids? Or do you think that that's a benefit?
Well, I can tell you that the type of short-chain fatty acids that the bacteria make, they make the right type at the right time in the right place. And by the way, you know, there's more than one kind of short-chain fatty acids. There's like at least three, and they get cut up in different shapes and pieces to do different things. The amazing thing, though, I can tell you, we were talking about weight, is that researchers have found that there is a obese microbiome. Okay, and then there's a lean microbiome. And in fact, if they took, and this is amazing research, they took heavy set people, obese people, and they took, you know, really slender people, and they took the bacteria from their stool, so basically from their stool samples, and then they took, then they had these lab mice that didn't have any bacteria, and they did transplants of the stool from the obese person into the mouse. And by the way, these all mice were all the same weight. And then they took the skinny person's microbiome and put it into into a different batch of the same weight mice. And you know what happened to the mice? They fed the mice the same thing. The mice that got the transplant from the obese person turned obese. And the mice from the skinny person kept skinny, even though they ate the same thing. So this even jumps species.
Wow.
That's how powerful the microbiome and the genetics all commingled together, and the food can make a difference.
So, Doc, I remember years ago reading about poop pills and thinking that's ridiculous. And we were kind of joking around about it on the podcast, like, oh, hey, want a poop supplement? Is that a legitimate thing? Could somebody do that? Or are we like, hey, yo, let's just focus on getting the foods to get the right stuff in there?
Because this is your show, Joe, I will tell you, I never tell people to eat shit. Okay.
Fair. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Doc. Okay.
So back to the accessible steps of what we can do. So what are our top takeaways on this then, since we know it's like a very young science and we're continuing to explore and understand more and we'll hopefully know more in a decade and maybe two, but what can we do now?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the great news is there's some things that we can do that are based on human research. So I'll tell you, one of my favorite fruits actually is kiwi, which, you know, originally came from China, and then it got transplanted to New Zealand, and that's why the New Zealanders are called kiwis, and they came to the States. And kiwis are not only a great source of vitamin C, which is good for your immune system and all kinds of other things, but kiwi actually repairs our DNA. They have a nutrigenomic effect. Now, how do we know that this is important? They have studies that have been done in Scotland, looked at women, and they gave them either one kiwi to eat, or two kiwis to eat, or three kiwis to eat a day. Right? That's not a big ask. And what they did is they took out they drew out their blood after they ate the kiwi, and then they exposed the blood to the type of oxidative damage that you would get. Let's say if you went out to lay out on the beach, went to a tanning booth, and you got all kinds of DNA damage. And guess what? Eating even one kiwi a day protected the damage to the DNA by 60%. One kiwi a day protects your DNA from damage by 60%. That is nutrigenomics in action. Now, that's protecting it from damage. Now, what's really cool, if you ate three kiwis a day, slice up the kiwis, chop it up, put it in your granola, and or have it dried. Three kiwis a day actually built up the damaged DNA, filled the potholes. So one prevented the potholes in the DNA, the other one patched the potholes by 60% more. And so that's nutrigenomics right in action.
My God. And then, Doc, conversely, what are the foods that are going to tear down DNA? Is that a thing? I mean, I would presume it's fake foods. Am I way off base? Like, I remember reading fake sugars can cause genetic mutations.
You nailed it. All the stuff that you can't pronounce in a box of an ultra-processed food, which, you know, you get in the middle aisle, that stuff loves to trash your DNA. That's kind of the negative side of nutrigenomics, right? So nutrigenomics, always think about it positively. How do you actually help your DNA? Here's an example of where you can take it down. And so, you know, what is an ultra-processed food? I say it usually comes in a box or a can. There's a ton of stuff on the nutrition on the label, and most of it you can't pronounce. And if you can't recognize what it does, it's probably not a natural product. And those things basically shear your DNA. It's like just, you know, like whipping through and trashing your DNA. And that's why that other example I gave you about the kiwi is to build it up, protect it, becomes important. Life is all about gives and takes, right?
Yes.
I mean, think about it. If you even get damaged, not just laying out on the beach or going to a tanning booth. If you actually are commuting and you're stuck in traffic and you've got sunshine coming through your windows, that ultraviolet radiation is damaging your DNA.
I tinted my windows with a UV protection.
Well, that's why you do it.
Yeah.
That's why you do it. And most people don't realize this, but even flying in an airplane above the clouds where you're not getting DNA protection will give you some DNA damage. And it's been shown that airline pilots, you know, they've got the big windows.
Wow.
Like when we're sitting in a plane, we got the small windows, we pull the blinds down, covers, protects us a little bit. But think about the pilots. They got like, not 360, but they got 180 windows, okay? And they're up there all the time, all day long, all year long. They have a huge amount of DNA damage. And in fact, their rates of melanoma are actually higher.
Wow.
So the interesting thing is, what are other foods besides kiwi? It turns out that studies have been done that carrots can actually protect your build your DNA. There's a nutrigenomic protective effect of carrots as well. And this is the study of 65 people that actually, you know, they in Poland, where they actually wanted to study what the effects of carrots are. And they this was built off of another study in England where they actually just bought commercial carrots, like five medium-sized carrots, and they just blanched them. Like for five carrots in boiling water for 10 minutes, enough to kind of get it a little soft. And then they ground them up and they cut them up and they fed them to people, and it actually protected damage in their blood, that protected their DNA. Okay, so carrots even can do that. What's really interesting is they've also studied lycopene, which, you know, you think about lycopene with tomatoes.
Right.
They studied this in people who were going out into ultraviolet radiation, like going to the beach, right?
Right, yeah.
And so just eating foods with lycopene before you go out prevents that kind of sun ultraviolet damage. Wow. Nutra genomics, protecting the genes from being damaged. And this is ready for prime time. Like, this is actually something anybody, all of us can do. So think about eating a Greek salad made with fresh garden tomatoes before you head out to the beach. Like, that's what they do in Greece, right?
Of course. But, okay.
Right. So yes. It makes sense. Like, cultures have figured this out for hundreds of years. But let's say that you don't want to eat tomatoes. Guess what? You can actually, another great source of lycopene is watermelon. So you have watermelons. If you had a watermelon before you go to the beach, or have a cup of watermelon juice packed with lycopene. Easy to do.
Doug, is timing critical? Do you have to say, like, oh, I've got to eat this lycopene before this exposure?
Yeah, so basically they study that too. If you have it, within an hour of going out, it actually works. If you actually wait until you're out and getting the damage and that eat it afterwards, it doesn't protect you. So you got to load it on first. This is not like a, you know, deal with the problem later. This is a preventative step. Tomatoes, watermelons,
I understand.
Papaya.
So it's not like you can undo. The undoing comes in our stem cell talk from last week. Is like, okay, how do we get these guys to go in there and fix what we broke? This
right.
is trying to prevent it from ever breaking.
Right.
I see.
Exactly.
Wow. Dr. Lee, you're amazing. Guys, get the book, Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science on How Your Body Can Heal Itself. My favorite book. I cannot say enough amazing things about it. And we will be back next week. Dr. Lee already teed it up with cultural foods and how they can heal us. And a whole lot more. So be sure to tune in. And go to drwilliamlee.com to sign up for Dr. Lee's newsletter. Sign up on his Instagram, Dr. William Lee. Get all his tips. Did I miss anything, Doc?
Nope. Actually, you know, anybody come to my website, Dr. William Lee, drwilliamlee.com. You can find all kinds of new information. I'm also wearing COVID now. So if you want new information about COVID, how to protect yourself against that, just sign up.
Thank you, Doc. We will be talking to you next week. We're all eating at home a lot more these days. And I don't know about you, but I've run out of ideas. So I'm pretty happy to have Factor right now. Factor delivers fully prepared meals directly to your door every week. From keto to plant-based, they've got over 20 fully prepared meals to choose from in their ever-changing weekly menu. And you can even order snacks, drinks, and other healthy add-ons. Factor uses only fresh ingredients free of hormones, antibiotics, gluten, refined sugars, and GMOs. But the best part is that their food tastes great. The lemon garlic shrimp was incredible that I made last night. And right now, Factor is offering my listeners $60 off over your first 2 weeks. Just go to factor75.com, pick your meals, use the code Jillian at checkout to claim this limited time offer. That's factor75.com, promo code Jillian. Put your diet on autopilot with Factor.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours.
and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Julian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Schminder?
Yes.
Just adjusting my mic.
Yes,
how do I
course.
Sound?
Oh, I love that you waited until we started recording to adjust your mic. Yes, that was good. We already did a sound check wherever it was before, so please adjust away.
just trying to keep you on your toes. So I have a segment about one of the top, well, it's arguable that it's one of the top, because I was actually talking to a registered dietitian, and she's like, well, you know, this is the top thing you should never do to your fruits and vegetables. So I guessed something, and I still don't think I'm wrong, but but it wasn't her answer. I want to know what you think. What is the top thing that you should not do to your fruits and vegetables?
I know certain ones should not be refrigerated.
You're wrong. I mean, I don't know if that's not the tip.
I can think of some other things.
But we can say that freeze-drying things does allow the food to hold its nutrients better, because in most cases, I'm going off piece a bit here, but in most cases, right, when food is picked and shipped and all this stuff, it's essentially aging. That's what's happening. That's why when you cut an apple and it turns brown, it's literally oxidizing and it's losing its antioxidants and its nutrient density, most of the food. So if that's why frozen berries, frozen
yeah.
vegetables, things like that, in some cases are fresher than, quote, fresh.
Right. That's what's so interesting, because I know that frozen vegetables are fine, but like, don't put your tomatoes in the refrigerator, or don't put your, some, I've even heard, don't put your potatoes in the refrigerator. But
so they ripen. Yeah, there
yeah.
are a few, but they are the exception to the rule. Usually with green vegetables and the majority of fruits.
Yeah.
It is about, you know, the minute they are cut, plucked, pulled, if they're frozen, they sort of stop in time, right? They
yeah.
don't leach nutrients. Mm. Now then, cooking is a completely separate conversation. You know, you don't want to overcook, overheat, boil things,
right.
Hence the concept of blanching. You know, Dr. Lee's talked about blanching carrots, right? Not for too long. And a lot of times when you cook those veggies, I'm again going off piece, this wasn't the point, but you see the color, right? Like, oh, the water's green. Like, there's, your nutrients are in there. And some nutrients are destroyed when temperatures get too high. So, you know, you know what? In fact, maybe in the future, because I have segments planned for the month, we can touch upon ideal ways to cook fruits and veggies. But the idea, honestly, is blanch it. That's going to be the best. Or raw.
What about like roasted broccoli? Does that kill
Better.
The nutrients?
Well, it doesn't kill the nutrients. Broccoli actually is goitrogenic. So if you have any thyroid conditions, you actually do want to cook it. But you know what? I got to do a little more homework, because I'm actually not a great cook. But the reality is that it just in general, high heat can destroy some of the nutrients.
Okay.
So some foods are more bioavailable, but the majority, when consumed raw, are better, except for, in particular, cruciferous. So broccoli, cauliflower, especially because, remember, they're goitrogenic. Mm. So not only will you have the fiber issue, because that does allow you to break down. When you cook things like that, it also allows you to break down the plant, literally the cell walls of the plant,
huh.
and get the nutrients. So it's kind of like a case-by-case basis, to be honest. There's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
So I've
See,
got a
I,
bit off piece. There's
I was
no
just
answers
say,
here.
Yeah, I love, like, I love the
I had a segment.
I love the conversation we veered off on, but what is the worst thing
yeah,
to do
worst,
to your fruits
okay.
and vegetables?
So I thought it was juicing, right? I thought for sure. I was like, oh, well, by all means. I still am not totally confident I'm wrong, but here, because, you know, in my mind, I was like, well, when you juice, you're pulling out the fiber, right? Which is terrible. You want the fiber for your gut health.
Right.
And to slow down the, especially in particular with fruit, how much sugar, like, take an apple, right? You juice it. To drink a glass of apple juice, you're literally getting the sugar of, what, four apples fiber? So it's smacking the hell out of your pancreas to dump insulin and get the sugar out of the blood. Like, juice is no bueno. So the rule on juice, because I was wrong, so the rule on juice, as it's not the number one offense apparently, is to eat your fruit, but you can juice your vegetables, right? Because your vegetables are far lower in sugar. So even though I would love for you to have all the fiber, you're getting all the phytonutrients from like a head of kale, like plus the cucumber and the carrots and the this and the that. You're okay to juice veggies if you choose to. Eating them would be ideal, but it's not bad to do so if it allows you to get more nutrition, right? Because you're getting more vegetables into that glass of juice. Do not ever juice fruit. Okay, now, here we go. Are you ready for the rule?
Drum roll, please.
I don't know how long to get here. Peeling. Don't peel your fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
No, nothing?
Well, it's just that I don't. I never thought about why I wasn't, but I scrub them.
You can scrub them and wash them.
Yeah.
But you actually want to eat the peel. So whether it's a carrot, for example, like there's this one study, okay? Hang on. Scientists who compared a powerful anti-diabetic drug also found that carrot peels contained about 10 times more, I'm going to butcher this, falsarinol and falsarindiol than the actual meat of the carrot. So I guess the benefits of this anti-diabetic drug are found in the carrot peels, but not the actual carrot.
Wow.
Yeah. The peel, right? Whether it's apples, potatoes, sweet potatoes, cucumbers, eggplants, zucchini, kiwi even.
Kiwi? How do you eat that?
It's totally edible. And
but it hurts.
It's totally, but if you slice it, right? So like, for example.
Oh, I never thought. I always scoop it out.
Slice it, keep it thin, because the peel, as crazy as this sounds, has more of the fiber and more of the phytonutrients. I know.
Kiwi,
right?
Now you've blown my mind.
But by the way, orange peel. Talk to, like,
you know, you've said that before.
Oh my God, mama. It's like a top immunity boosting. I mean, and think about it. You're like, how am I going to eat an orange peel?
Well, is it the pith or is it the actual zest from
both?
Both.
So that you can zest it, right? It's exactly right. You can shave little grinds into your salad. You can boil it into a tea.
I know.
Yeah, it's like...
That doesn't sound terrible.
You gotta be creative with how to work some of these things in. Because I was like, "What? How do you eat a kiwi? What the..."
Now I just want to try it. Now I'm...
You slice it thin.
I definitely have to get a kiwi.
But it says it, like... So then I ended up looking it up, right? So, like, what different things can be done? So, like, for example... Believe it or not, the banana peel.
No.
Oh my God. Mama.
Wait,
yeah,
I remember
so
when I was a kid, one of my parents' friends baking the banana peel because it had supposed to have some sort of like hallucinogenic effect.
That's baloney, but I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
I sure do. The banana peel. Yes, of course I do. I was that kid. Sweet mother of God. But... they literally can, you can fry them, you can bake them and chew on them, or you can blend a little bit into a shake. It says watermelon rinds can be juiced or even stir fried with broccoli and carrots. Because I was like, how am I going to give this advice? Like, this is such weird advice.
Well, it's like in nature, monkeys peel a banana. I guess
they don't.
I thought they did. They peel it from the other side. That's why, that's
Let
how we learned to do it.
Hang on.
That's like,
hang on. I don't think they do.
Although, no, I have seen animals take bites out of bananas.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've seen that because I was like, whoa, sharp teeth, because how do they get through it? I have seen that. Wow.
I know. And it's that skin, the inner skin,
that
has all of that really good fiber in there. That's crazy,
that is
right?
Really crazy.
Which brings me to something else, but I think I was going to make a segment about it. I don't know. It's coffee grinds.
I think we should come back and do coffee grinds.
All right, let's do it.
Because now you
let's
got me.
Let's do it, Schmindy.
You reeled me in.
Yeah.
When you're looking for a multivitamin, you want to know what's in it, right? Well, Ritual is making obsessively researched and clinically backed the new normal. And for label readers like my girl Cindy, that means peace of mind. And she can relax just knowing that Ritual uses vegan certified non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free ingredients. Plus, they make it easy to see where they come from because they believe you deserve to know exactly what you're putting in your body and why. And Ritual even conducted a clinical study of their Essential for Women, and it actually showed an increase in vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out, satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/Jillian to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Ritual.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, for a while now, off and on, I want to say, like, if you Google it, it seems like you can get information as far back as 2013. And I haven't, believe me, I haven't done my full due diligence on this. But there are a lot of studies that suggest eating coffee grounds.
God.
Not a lot. There's a good amount, though, that suggest eating coffee grounds can literally, listen to this, lower blood pressure, reduce body weight, reduce body fat, reduce total body fat, reduce concentrations of triglycerides and non-esterified fatty acids, which are free fatty acids that arise from the breakdown of triglycerides. They improve our glucose tolerance, which means they make you more sensitive to insulin, right? So for type 2 diabetics. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a second, right? Like, why can't I just drink the coffee? But when we, I guess, boil, right, which is always why I said cold brew, but that's still not going to cut it, but it will help, right? So one of the reasons I always said do cold brew coffee is because it's not, oh my God, sorry, hold on. Come on, Jill, what's the right word? You're not damaging as much of the antioxidants in the bean, and it's less acidic, and it's brewing out some of the bad cholesterols, although arguably you can filter those out
the oils.
If you make coffee with a non-bleached filter, yes.
Right.
However, there's something in the actual grinds that are metabolized by our gut bacteria into these short-chain fatty acids, which are these postbiotics, right? So the argument is, oh, just take these grinds from your coffee, right? So they did these studies on rats. So I was like, first of all, how much of this would we need to consume? You'd need to do 3 tablespoons of coffee grinds a day,
yikes.
Right? I was like, all right, that's not doable. And remember, coffee is the most heavily sprayed crop in the world. So it would have to be organic coffee. Now, I guess because the actual coffee is heated and it changes what's released in the coffee, it's not quite the same as the grinds. And I mean, obviously, you're not getting whatever the hell the fiber in these grinds. And I, again, have not done enough homework on it.
But
so I'm talking out of my rear end here. But I do know the results of the study, right?
Question.
Yeah.
So are we talking the grounds that you grind to make the coffee or after you've made the coffee?
Well, that's the thing. They're saying
okay.
Either, like, don't throw your grinds away. But to me, I'm like, why don't you just get organic beans, grind them
into dust?
Right, you can. Or you could put them in, like, I was thinking about this. So now I'm like, all right, I'm such a nut. I'm like, I'm going to do a tablespoon a day, right? But wait a sec, Sin, think about this for a second. Do you know how many times I've put coffee in my smoothie? Or grinds or cocoa nibs? Chew on a cocoa nib.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually baked a cake with coffee grinds. But like,
right.
Like powdered,
you can bake with it.
Powdered down into, you know, so it sort of dissolves into the cake.
Well, that
doesn't get caught in your teeth and
right. Well, that seems to be like one of the things you can do is bake with them, work them into muffins, brownies, bread. I don't know because I don't really want you guys eating brownies, but yeah, I mean all that stuff. But like, I could give you a healthy brownie recipe right now. I was working on one for my newsletter with pumpkin puree. So it's like, oh, monk fruit and pumpkin puree and a little bit of cinnamon and. And I was like, okay, like, I mean, if we threw some coffee grounds in there, like, that would be pretty good for you. I mean, yes, it's like, it's not going to smash the hell out of your blood sugar, right? Like, there's ways of working this stuff in. So I thought, here's what we can try. And then think about this. Like, I've talked about the health benefits of coffee when it's organic and not overconsumed for years. Now, we do know it improves cognitive function. We do know it improves insulin sensitivity. We do know it's a performance enhancer. And I've often thought of it as something that will help boost metabolism if it's used right before you work out. So people will say, like, well, fat burner. I'm like, use caffeine. Take caffeine before you train. That's what I'm going to give you. And I'll also take things like nitric oxide because they're going to improve my athletic performance, right? So what about, you know how they talked about green coffee for years? I was like,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just stopped giving credence to this stuff. Like, it is in a pre-workout supplement that I do take. But I wonder if the benefit of green coffee has something to do with the same things they're finding with these coffee grounds. So for me, here's what I suggest you can do, or that I'm going to try to do, and we can all see how it plays out, and it certainly can't hurt, is organic beans, right? Grind them. Because I've also been going crazy with cocoa nibs because of all the health benefits and the gut health and all that stuff. So grind them up and do it. Look, none of us can do a three tablespoons a day, but we could work a tablespoon into a smoothie or a protein shake or, or baked goods and see how we feel. What do you think, Schmins?
I'll do it.
I'm in. I am doing it. In fact, I am going to write a blog of an uber-duber, super-smooper, crazy amazing shake that allows us to get like all these, the cocoa nibs, the coffee, the berry, the protein powder, all that stuff into a smoothie and it can be your snack. Because like all this stuff that Dr. Lee is like, and then pecans and the Ariana berry and then the this and the that. I'm like, oh my God. Like, so all day long. So I'm going to try it. And let's see how we net out, Cindy Dog.
I'm in.
All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.